Sorry about that. There's so many wires here, and something about having the electricity connected to the telephone causes that buzz. Let's try again.
This is the DeVries residence at 543-4880. Sorry we're out right now, but after the tone, would you leave a message and we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
Hi, it's Erica calling to say happy birthday and to see how it went in the Vets March, Dad. Calling from the radio, and I'll be broadcasting until 3 o'clock New York time, so if you want to call in and tell us what's going on for both your birthday and in relation to the convention and the elections out on the West Coast, that'd be great.
917-414-0376. Today is my father Bob's birthday, as well as Amy Sullivan's birthday.
Before I started broadcasting,
Amy Sullivan had a baby girl 2 days ago on August 27th. So we will be checking in both with Bob and Amy in today's program. And baby Emily. So today's program is going to consist mainly of calling out and perhaps some calls in from folks marching in the United for Peace March in Manhattan, which is heading from Union Square to Madison Garden. Back around again. So we'll be checking in to see how fast things are moving, how many guesstimates on how many people are there.
It's hard for me to call.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
And
then, yeah, it's the radio calling.
I have a feeling it's going to be hard to get through to people at the protest, actually, because of just general noise and signal. But we'll try a couple other people here. There's so many wires here.
Hello.
Hi.
There's so many wires here.
It's the radio calling. Yes, it's the radio.
I can't hear you at all.
You can't hear me at all?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me now?
Just a little bit I can hear you. We're standing off the side of the shade, so it's quiet.
Okay, something's wrong with this headset.
Which headset are you using?
The new one. I'm going to try switching.
Hello?
Yes, I'm switching.
Okay. Are you broadcasting?
Yes.
So what do you want to know?
Describe where you are.
We are standing on 20th Street, just off of 7th Avenue. And we walked up a little bit on the side. It's very hot. There's tons and tons of people. It's moving very, very slowly. Everybody's standing in the sun because it's like the middle of the day and we're walking right up the avenue, you know? So we're walking on. The babies that were walking along on the sidewalk, so we'd have to just stand still in the middle of the street. And we keep running into people that we know. We can't find the people that we're looking for, and then we keep seeing all sorts of other people that we know on our way to find the people who we're looking for. There's a really good energy. There's lots of everybody's excited. Every once in a while, everybody starts yelling and screaming and whatever. And I imagine it's going to loop around the whole, you know, the whole route of just people. But it's hard to tell without the helicopters and things like that overhead and people, you know, handing out flyers and people with banners and all that kind of stuff.
And how about the police?
All right, let's check in with Zenya.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me better? There, I can hear
myself. Are you asking me a question?
Yeah. How about the police?
Now, every time you start talking, it goes out. It cuts out.
How about the police?
The police has been very friendly in general, I think, overall. I mean, I haven't seen any, you know, all the cops have been friendly. I mean, I have the baby on my back, so people have checked me, but it hasn't been a problem. I think that Monica's trying to call me to meet up with me, so can I call you back in a couple minutes?
Okay, I'll try checking in with Carla.
What's that?
I'm going to try checking in with Carla.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Erica.
Hey, Carla. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Where are you guys?
I can't hear you too well.
You can't hear me too well. This seems to be the problem. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
That's
well?
Okay.
Okay, you can. So, where are you guys, and who are you with?
We're on 7th Avenue and 20th Street.
Uh-huh.
Moving really slowly. We started on 18th Street, and we've been standing for over an hour, and we managed to get to 20th and 7th now. It's a lot of people down here.
Uh-huh. And how's it going?
Hi. How's it going?
Yeah.
It's really good.
You
can't hear me.
Lots of good signs. Everyone's out.
Yes, can you hear me now?
We're starting to move a little bit. It's really hot, but it feels good to be out here.
Good.
Okay.
And,
yeah. Are we on the air?
We are on the air.
Cool. Have you checked in with anyone else?
No, I haven't, but I'm actually getting a call right now, so I'm going to take it, and I'll call you back in a little bit.
Call me in a bit.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm switching.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes. Hi, it's Yelena.
Hey, Yelena. How are you?
Describe where you are.
Good.
Where are you guys?
At the protest.
Yeah, in and how's that going? Is it moving? Are you walking yet?
Well, sort of.
Uh-huh.
Not exactly.
Uh-huh. And what have you seen so far?
A lot of people leaning out windows to take pictures of it.
Really? Oh, that's interesting. Wow.
What?
That's interesting. So from their apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what else are you seeing or hearing?
Well, there's this woman that's sort of walking along, and she cut a hole in the yoga mat, and she's wearing it.
Uh-huh.
And then she took this headband that has things with springs and baseballs on the ends of the springs. And then she wrote a W in a circle and crossed it out. Really funny.
So I couldn't hear the last thing you said because it got loud. She wrote a W and what?
And then she crossed it out again.
Oh.
So no W.
No W. No George W. And so how long?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there are a lot of people wearing just plain white shirts and stickers all over them.
Uh-huh. And how about you? Do you have any signs or stickers or anything?
Yeah, on my back I'm wearing, I forget what it says, but me and my mom and dad went to this other protest with bells, and then you had to, and then you got stickers, so I'm wearing mine now.
How are you doing?
And do you remember what it says?
No. Sorry. I can't really see it. It's the problem. Behind me.
Exactly. That is a problem.
Can you hear me at all? Okay.
And so how did you get to the protest today?
Who are you with?
Train.
You took the subway. Were there lots of people?
Uh-huh.
Were there many people on the subway?
No.
No?
But I saw this woman on the train who I could tell was going to the protest because she had stickers all over her shirt, and she was wearing signs around her waist that was really funny looking.
Uh-huh. Excellent. So people are making all sorts of new outfits with their shirts and shirts.
And there's a sign I can see that says, "Don't let extremists run with a ruin in." Listen, I put into it, don't let extremists ruin our country.
And
there are some American flags with peace signs instead of stars. And a lot of banners.
Excellent.
Hey, Elena. How are you?
Great. And so are you seeing lots of other kids?
Where are you guys?
What?
Are you seeing other kids?
No, not a lot.
Not a lot.
But all the other kids I've seen are little babies that aren't really paying attention.
That sounds great. That sounds great. Okay, thanks so much for calling, Elena.
What?
Thanks so much for calling.
They're just chanting.
Yes. It sounds great. All right, I'm going to...
And my mom is making a lot of noise.
Excellent. Good.
All right. Okay.
All right, Elena, maybe...
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, I'll check in with you later.
She's so cute. Little kid from one of my art classes. I couldn't hear the last thing you said because it got loud. She wrote a W and what? Sorry that I'm yelling. No W. No George W.
You can't hear me.
How long have you been out there?
Right, now I'm trying Laura Novak. She was
Are there lots of interesting
talking to
signs?
Elena.
I'm sorry.
Hi, it's Lori's voicemail. Leave a message.
Do you have
Thanks.
Any signs or stickers or anything?
We'll try again.
And do you remember what it says?
Hi, Lori's voicemail. Leave a message. Thanks.
And so how did you get to the
Hi, this is Monica.
And took the subway. Were there
You're on the air.
Hi, this is Monica.
Hey, Monica.
How are you?
Thanks for calling.
I barely hear you.
I'm sorry. For some reason, it's hard for people to hear me. But
okay.
Describe where you are.
I'm on 14th Street and 7th Avenue.
Uh-huh.
And we got stuck here for like an hour, but now they're moving.
Uh-huh.
And it's quite a crowd, so yeah, it's good.
Good.
Uh-huh.
And so describe some of the things you've seen. Have you seen any good signs or shirts or anything worth mentioning?
There's a lot of gays against Bush signs.
Uh-huh.
I guess they're pretty much stuck in the gay crowd here.
You're moving with the Gays Against Bush crowd.
Yes, totally.
Great. And so are you seeing lots of other kids?
Yeah, I guess so.
Are you seeing other kids?
And so what else? What else are you seeing or hearing?
Well, there's a lot of helicopters above us. Just four or five at least that I see.
Well,
a lot of cops standing here.
And
the thing is, it's not really moving, so you wait for like 15, 20 minutes and then you walk a little bit, but then stand again. So it's really slow. And you don't really know how many people there are ahead of you.
Thank you so much for calling, Elaine.
You're just more or less stuck in the middle.
Thanks so much.
And you know what? It would be nice to be in one of those helicopters and just look down.
Yes,
absolutely. I'm hoping there'll be some photographs.
Right. Yeah. How about you? How's it going there?
It's going fine.
All right. All right, Elaine, maybe I'll check in.
I think everybody who's interested in this work is
Thank you.
Hi.
But it's going fine.
I'll check in with you later.
Good.
Yeah, it's exciting to be talking to everyone and hearing how it's going in there.
Yeah, I guess so.
So any interesting chants being, anything, what are the Gays Against Bush chanting, anything?
I think they're moving, I guess. I think we should keep on moving here.
All right. Okay, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
So that was Monica Gerst. All right, now I'm trying Laura Novak. She was calling when I was talking to Yelena.
Artist.
And before that was Yelena Greenberg. And before that was Carla Rapice. Curator, and another one of the artists from the exhibition. Just to give a little change to all of the March updates, I'll call Amy. Wish her happy birthday. And see how Emily is doing. Hi, this is Radio.
Hey, Monica.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Erica.
I'm great.
Erica, how are you?
You're on the radio.
I know.
Is this Radio Free Erica?
It is.
Yeah, Amy's feeding, and we're getting a little advice from the nurse here.
Okay, all right. So I'll call back in a little while, but I wanted to call and say happy birthday.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, maybe in about, like, 20 minutes or so.
Okay, excellent.
Okay, great.
All
thanks.
Bye.
Good. And so describe some of the things you're seeing. Have you seen any good signs or
Amy
shirts or anything worth mentioning?
Birth experience where we ended up with cesarean sections. I'm looking at Nelson.
You're
I'm having a conversation with you.
You're moving with the Gays Against Bush crowd.
I'm sitting in the room alone. It's a little less.
It sounds like a good crowd.
Yeah, self-conscious.
Yeah. And so what else? What else are you seeing or hearing?
So let's try Lori again.
Photograph. It's going fine. Nobody's come to the gallery
yet. Hi! Erica?
Yeah, treat with you. Hi, where are you?
I'm right at the corner of 17th and 7th. And right now on the sidewalk, so we can move a little bit because there's so many people we haven't moved in an hour.
Interesting chanting.
Amazing.
It's really amazing. Are we on the air?
We are on the air.
So maybe we'll just take a break and see who calls in a few, in the next minutes.
So let's try Lori again.
I can read some more
from this Arundhati Roy, or actually from the Ricardo Levins Morales essay that's in the book Reimagining America, The Arts of Social Change. And the title of the essay is The Importance of Being Artists.
Hi, Lori. It's Erica. Yes.
And suddenly, everything sounds
much Hi, where
more
are you?
Tame and quiet after. So I read a bit of this the other day on the air, and
that's amazing. So
I'll start again from the beginning. And
we are on the air.
The dream life, the art, the dream life of the people. But again, Ricardo Levins Morales is a Jewish Puerto Rican parent, artist, and organizer. He works for the Northland Poster Collective in Minneapolis, and distributor of art of the labor, peace, and justice movement.
Oh, describe some of them,
of the
please.
Of cultural democracy, a national network of cultural workers. So The Importance of Being Artists by Ricardo Levins Morales. The question is, said Alice, whether you can make words mean so many different things. The question is, which is to be master, said Humpty Dumpty, smugly explaining to Alice the power of language.
Hi, Zinia, you're on the air.
Hi, Luca.
How you doing?
I'm okay. We just... Actually, it just got a little discouraged, so we just came back home. I don't know. Just like went halfway through to the city, and then just everybody just at the cafes, and I don't know. We were there. We were around Madison Square Garden last night around 2:00, and saw like all the detectors and you know, secret agents. around the building and police pickets and everything. And then nobody really was there. Just lots of people are coming out of the train, like the past train station. So I don't know, and then not that many people in the city, just everybody partying, I guess, night, you know, Saturday night. So I don't know, that was our trip today. I don't know, we just decided to, like, stay off the grid and just went home. That's my story. I'm sorry?
About the next radio show, I couldn't make it out.
The headset, sorry.
Okay, all right, thanks, bye.
Changed your mind?
No, we didn't. We woke a little bit late because we came home at 4 last night. So, I guess we missed that. I'm not sure, like, if the march is still going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we left home about 12 or, like, 11:30 and just, you know, as I said, went, like, halfway to the city, like we're in Park Slope, and then just, you know, changed our minds and went back home. Is Mark at the march?
He's reimagining American art official chain.
It sounds like it's going pretty well from people who are there. Sounds like it's friendly so far, but it isn't really moving, you know. Everybody who called was within like a 5-block radius of each other.
Right. Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's a little bit, like, discouraging, but I don't know. I'm just, like, I'm home right now, so. Are you home?
I'm at the gallery.
This
phone, for some reason,
so, I read a bit of this the other day on the air.
I'm at the gallery in Nelson.
Right.
It sounds interesting to
have gone
in the middle of the night or the morning.
It actually, was interesting to be there in the middle of the night because it's a strange setting, but I was hoping to see, like, more people there. We only saw, like, two young people sitting there. It seemed like they were going to stay there, till the morning, I guess, or something, but that was it. I mean, I was really surprised that, I didn't, it was only me and Misha and these two other guys just, like, came to see what was happening. So, I don't know, I just felt like, I just felt a little bit discouraged, that's all. We went to the city to see what was, what's happening at night because, we were hoping to see, like, more vibrant city, and it just felt like everybody was going to the party. It was like everybody we saw around were just, just going partying. We saw just one, like, kind of a peaceful protest at Union Square, and usually there's so many people at Union Square, like, protesting during regular days with, like, posters and everything. There was nobody, just, like, nobody there. And then we went to the Madison Square Garden to see what was going there, and of course it's like the police has, like, about, like, 4 blocks around Madison Square Garden is closed. So you can't walk past it at all.
Right.
And there are people with dogs, and they're checking every single car that is somehow connected to the convention, whether they're going to the hotel or something. They're searched with the dogs and, like, metal detectors, and they're just, it's weird, but it's like, that's what they're doing, so. Anyway, I don't know, I guess,
yeah.
It seems like you get out of the car and walk around, or were you in the car most of the time? Last night?
Yeah.
Did you get out and walk around some? Is that how you got close to the gardens, or?
No, we were on a bike.
Oh, you're on your bike.
Yeah, so we just, Yeah, we're located mobile, but it's like there's police everywhere. There's police around the municipal buildings around Brooklyn Bridge area, and it seemed like they were having a party. They were smoking cigars, and I think they were having like wine or something. That's what it felt like. You know, it was like around 2 o'clock in the morning too, that they were, yeah, it just, it just sounds like, just very strange. And, like, all the police people are going to, like, Dunkin' Donuts for, like, 2 a.m. snacks or whatever, buying coffee everywhere. It's only, like, there are no people outside. There are only police people outside at night. So, I'm in Brooklyn right now. I have no way to pick, and I don't have TV. I don't know what's going on with the march. So I guess, I don't know, I'm kind of feel like I'm missing out, but I don't know. I didn't make it today.
I think you're well represented there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool, thanks for calling
and telling
you about
your
late night activities.
Yeah.
Sure.
It sounds great. I mean,
it's
cool.
What were you? What were you?
Sounds great.
What were you kind of poking?
Yeah, it was interesting.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds. I mean, I'm not surprised that there wasn't more going on, but I can understand that it would be a little disappointing, like in hopes that there would maybe be candlelight visuals or those sorts of things happening in the middle of the night.
Right. Yeah, we just, like, personally, like, me and Michelle thought that, you know, the real protesters should be out in the, at night, you know, because, I don't know, it was an experiment, you know, so, anyway.
Well, thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
And I'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and I hope, the page is back, tomorrow, so it's, yeah. I'm gonna be checking it out, actually, like the web things. It seems like things are changing, so, everything is all right, so it goes the way it should, so, just letting you know that I'm on top of it.
I trust that you are. You always have been.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Sure. Okay.
So that was Zenya, who is the mastermind. So did you guys walk around last night? Did you get out of the car and walk around, or were you in the car most of the time?
And the routing and configuring and
last night.
Between that needed to happen.
Did you get out and walk around some? Is that how you got close to the gardens, or?
Which will be on Thursday.
Oh, you're on your bike.
September. She and her Misha. Blar will be broadcasting in Russian.
The meaning of words, and therefore people's understanding, wields the power to control far more. Human consciousness is given shape by images, rhythms, sounds, words, tools of the artist. The significance of this fact is obscured to us artists by the elitist myths, at once disparaging and exalting, that surround art. The potential power of art as a force for change has long been known to censors and dictators. It is a potential that can be fulfilled once we rediscover and proclaim the rightful and natural place of art and artists in the life of our people.
the battle over culture. The battle over meaning is everywhere, reflected in billboards, radios, newspapers, workplace rules, video stores, zoning ordinances, television, and spray-painted
yeah,
walls.
I think you're well
These
represented.
These public spaces are the arena in which society speaks to itself. They're shaped by and in turn help to shape who we think we are. Whoever controls these spaces
cool.
has
Thanks for calling and telling
power
me about your
language and the imagery of thought. The battle
activities
plans are hammered out in journals
and scope
and
out.
In this industry.
Yeah, it's cool. It sounds great. I mean, it sounds romantic. Like
they
with
are
the
also
baby.
Shaping
I can imagine
halls,
doing such a thing.
Theater meetings and
but
church
it
social
sounds great.
Action committees. This decade has seen the growth of networks of activists
Definitely.
Who explicitly look to culture and
yeah,
human consciousness
it sounds,
as the terrain
I mean,
upon which struggles for social
I'm
change
not
ultimately take place.
That there wasn't more
Many of those who
going
accept
on,
that
but
premise.
I
Describe themselves
understand
as
that it would
workers.
Be a little disappointing, like in hopes that
cultural
there would maybe be candlelight vigils or those sorts of
artists,
things happening
publishers, distributors
in the middle of the night.
Goods, radio producers, concert promoters, and many more. There are those whose work is intended to affect the ways in which people understand themselves and their world.
Right.
It is difficult to write about art from a radical or revolutionary perspective without railing against quote-unquote them.
Cool.
They,
well, thanks for sharing
are the art world critics,
sharing
curators,
and I'll talk to you again
publishing
soon.
Magnates and others who control
okay.
and define the bulk of artistic production in our society. I will indeed refer to quote-unquote them and the folly
it?
Of their elitist ways.
Okay.
I think, however, that it is important to define our cultural political work in terms of our own visions and experience, independent from the voices of art world orthodoxy. Often
Excellent.
In our rebellion, we accept the limiting
definitions
okay, all
right,
that are cast
you, upon
us.
Thank you. I trust
us.
That you are.
When
you, you always have been.
No more than
right.
political pamphlets.
Thanks so much.
We shout, damn
okay,
right.
Bye, Zenya.
When they scream form, we bellow content.
So
we
that was Zenya, who
is
the
into, we surrender vast areas
mastermind behind the website.
Experience.
And she's
art
also the one who helped me figure out all
people.
The software to actually be able
I learned
to broadcast
the power
and the routing and configuring and everything in between that needed to happen.
She's
also going to be broadcasting the final
this
show,
landscape was controlled by
which
the
will be
police.
On
armed and arrogant
Thursday,
an
the
army
2nd
of
September. She and her partner, Misha
of the disintegrating
Sklar, will be broadcasting
armies.
In Russian.
All of these parties were intensely interested in young men of my age.
1-3 live.
I felt extremely vulnerable. The rules of survival itself seemed to be controlled by forces far beyond my own control. To survive on my own terms without being beaten up, ripped off, or recruited seemed too tall an order. For these were
so
the only options offered.
Continue reading
in
from
my mind,
the
I recall
11,000
variations of confrontations and empty lots.
The question
and dark
is,
alleys.
Which is to be mastered?
Like most
Humpty Dumpty
young
smugglers,
I avoided
the
great
loss
of power of
language.
He or she who controls.
And then played out my daydreams in real life encounters. I discovered an unexpected
the meaning of words,
freedom.
And therefore people's understanding wields the
if
power to control far more. Human consciousness is
Sorry, brother, I don't have much cash now and I need it all. They were often
artists.
Respected, even
the
by those who should have been able to overrule me.
At once disparaging and
I learned that my fantasies, a realm to which I retreated for comfort in the face of my fear, had provided me with the real avenues for action. It had led me to discover that the supposed rules of the game are not the real rules. Once I ceased to consent to them, if, as
the
African revolutionary leader Amilcar Cabral described it, culture is the collective personality of a people, then the arts are its collective dream life. In the absence of coercive control, the arts, like dreams, are naturally drawn to the deepest hopes, fears, and truths that are suppressed in daily life. Whatever the stresses in your life you wish to avoid, you can count on encountering them in your dreams. One of my greatest inspirations has been the Latin American New Song movement, especially its Chilean pioneers. They transformed themselves from performers of and for the student left into the creators of an authentic voice for their people's aspirations, moving easily between songs of love and songs of land reform. Between nonsense verse and traditional lament, they dissolved rather than accepting the barriers that divide politics from the rest of life. What these musicians accomplished was to master the dream language of their people as expressed in ancient and contemporary musical traditions. They then used it to voice the secret hopes and feelings that were not finding expression in the commercial culture monopoly dominated by imported Western music. In a class society such as the United States, the so-called national art scene represents the rather confined dreams of a small segment of the population.
It's considered a sacred duty for artists to remain isolated from any broad community that might influence their art. Artwork must remain personal in the narrowest sense while fitting into the moment's specifications for saleable work. Alienation is one of the requirements. A friend told me of a Midwestern painter who finally got a favorable review of her show after having worked in New York for a couple of years. The critic was elated that, in contrast to her earlier optimistic paintings, her new work was starting to show the angst, read depression of a mature artist. The greatest form of pressure that cuts artists off from the living currents of their communities is the designation of some subject matter as political. As it applies to art, political is a clear no trespass sign forbidding access to whatever the ruling elite does not wish people to think about it. It varies from country to country and over time. New York artist Lisa Blackshear's paintings of interracial couples would be politically explosive in South Africa, cause some discomfort in the U.S., and not raise an eyebrow in Brazil. In South Africa, the book Black Beauty was banned, for although it was a story of a horse, the linking of the two words in its title was seen as dangerously revolutionary by the censors. In General Pinochet's Chile, teaching evolution is seen as subversive because it describes a world in which change is constant and inevitable. It is, therefore, seen as challenging the rigid stability preached by the dictatorship. The quote-unquote political label and the funding, performance-based display and publishing decisions that enforce it serves to prevent artists from fulfilling their function as conveyors and interpreters of their people's dreams.
If I declared my own role,
for the majority of the potentially artistic population,
brother,
a form of dream suppression is practiced.
They were often respected.
Organic
even by those who should have been
cultural expression
able
is
to
scourged
me
by the denial of resources and the promotion of the arts.
I learned
the
that my fantasy, a realm to which I retreated for
and
comfort
the
in the face of my fear, had provided me with the real avenues for action.
They had led me to discover
those who survived
that the supposed rules of the game are not the real rules. Once I ceased
to
consent to them,
the taboos.
If, as the African revolutionary leader Amilcar Cabral described it, culture is the collective personality of a people, then the arts are its collective dream life. In the absence of coercive control, the arts, like dreams, are naturally drawn to the deepest hopes, fears, and truths that are suppressed in daily
life.
Whatever the stresses in your life you wish to avoid, you can count on encountering them in your dreams.
Signs of the elite.
One of my greatest inspirations has been the Latin American New Song
Thus,
movement, especially its Chilean pioneers. They transformed themselves from performers of and for the student left into the creators of an authentic voice for the people's aspirations, moving easily between songs of love and songs of land reform. Between nonsense verse and traditional lament, they dissolved rather than accepting the barriers that divide politics from the rest of life. What these musicians accomplished was to master the dream language of their people as expressed in ancient and contemporary musical traditions. They then used it to voice the secret hopes and feelings that were not finding expression in the commercial culture monopoly dominated by imported Western music.
Try yet another headset.
In a class society such as the United States, the so-called national art scene represents the rather confined dreams of a small segment of the population. It's considered
Hello?
A sacred duty for artists to remain isolated
Hi,
from
it's Mark.
A community
Hi.
That might influence their
How you doing?
Good.
Artwork
How
must remain personal in the narrowest.
Okay, we just kind of crashed. We got to about FIT, about 27th Street, and we're walking down the shady side of the street. We just kind of crossed. I guess we're on 28th Street. There's a new cash door on Broadway on the other side. We've been watching for a while before. And we're going by. Tons of people making noise, all that kind of thing. Have you heard anything?
From the living currents of their communities is the designation of some subject matter as political. As it applies to art, political is a clear no trespass sign forbidding access to whatever the ruling elite does not wish people to think about it. It varies from country to country and over time. New York artist Lisa Blackshear.
Yeah, it's a pretty good vibe overall, and the police that I've seen are all just standing around chatting with people on the side about John Kerry and stuff like that, about the Democrats here.
In South Africa, the book Black Beauty is a story of a horse.
I got a baby on my back,
the
just about
the two words in its title was seen as
so that's why we're in the shady cross town over here.
General Pinochet's Chile.
Buddhist teaching, evolution is seen as subversive because it describes a world in which change is constant and inevitable.
I agree. I mean, there's some babies.
Organic cultural expression is discouraged by the denial of resources.
Yeah, I'm 26th Street. I thought it was up further. I'm 26th Street, and now I'm at 6th Avenue. March is going up 7th Avenue, and then it's coming across 34th Street, past the garden. Now, maybe I'll walk up. Maybe I'll walk up here because it would be cool to go past the garden. Actually, that's going
to
be on 7th Avenue. Well, maybe we'll go back around. I like 30th Street or something like that and see if it's not too crazy up there, too. It's like in front of Madison Square Garden. But then, yeah, that's going to come around 34th Street and move back to Broadway and go out to Union Square.
Artists who have been successful within the cultural industries as well as those who develop outside of the educational system are drawn by the gravitational pull upon
the
artists.
You're sounding fine to me. This whole conversation's been fine.
Too often, activist artists ourselves accept the no trespass signs of the elite.
Well, last time I spoke to you, you were cutting it out, but this time it's been okay.
Thus, we miss the subversive potential coming straight from the deepest springs of artistic inspiration. We
will
try to convey the
dreams
of our people. We will ignore the signs and property lines.
Right.
If we violate the warning signs, it will be while being true to our mission as artists. To grasp the full potential of cultural creation as an arena for social transformation, we must go beyond seeing ourselves as simply quote-unquote political artists, quote-unquote oppositional art, or even voices of dissent.
That what?
Alright, so I'm going to check in with Wayne.
Did they ride in the critical mass ride the other day?
And try yet.
There are like 5,000 people there, I think. Here's this photographer guy who I used to work with at the St. Mark's Bookshop.
Hi, Mark. Hello? You're on the air.
Yeah, now you're cutting in and out, by the way.
Hi.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you? How's it going over there?
Just a few minutes, just before. We're going to keep moving a little bit over here, so we'll check in with you in a little while.
Okay, great.
All right. Talk to you soon.
We've been watching for a while before. So we're going by, there's people making noise, all that kind of thing.
I've heard only positive things. Yelena called in and read me some of the signs around her. I've talked to Lori, Monica, a number of people, and it's been very positive. So,
Yeah, it's a pretty good vibe overall. Standing around chatting with people on the side about John. That's why we're hitting the shady car.
Are there lots of kids? Have you seen? Yelena said she's only seen babies, not really kids.
Are you there, Radio Free Erica? I can't hear you. Hello? I can't hear him. I hear like a little voice in the background.
So you're up at 28th Street and about to head over to Broadway? Sounds like a good plan. I'm going to try switching headsets. Tell me how it sounds, okay? Oh, really? Okay, because everybody's been complaining that they can't hear me very well.
Well, we're open to book you. You're cutting in half at the time. It's been okay.
Okay.
You can switch.
No, if it sounds fine, then I'll keep it.
So far, it's fine, yeah.
This is the one, though, that pops out of my ear. Zinya called and said that they're not at the march, but they went out at 2 o'clock in the morning on their bicycles and rode up to Madison Square Garden to see what was going on, and they stayed out until 4, just kind of riding around the city. And she sounded disappointed that that all she saw were cops.
That
all she saw were police. That's all.
Did they ride in the critical mass ride the other day?
You know, I didn't ask her. I should.
There are 5,000 people there, I think.
Yeah. I didn't ask her. I don't think so, because she hasn't been.
I was a guy who I used to work with in the same market shop.
Oh, yeah. I remember him.
Now you're cutting in and out, by the way.
I am?
Yeah.
Ugh. I don't know what I did. And it's cutting in and out.
We're going to keep moving over here, so we'll check in with you
all around. Okay, great. Thanks. Bye.
Hello?
Hi, Diane. It's Erica. It's the radio.
Uh-oh.
Smart.
No. I can't talk to you on the radio.
He's sort of doing clandestine maneuvers.
Well, actually, no, and that's why I wasn't going to talk to you, because I'm embarrassed that I'm not at the march.
Cutting through side streets.
So. I'm dog-sitting. So I sent my emissary, Tom. Do you want to call him on his cell phone?
For the baby.
Okay, do you have a... Oh, I don't know if I want to say his cell phone on the radio. Should I do that?
I think it's okay.
Okay, 718.
Hold on, let me grab... I've got
a couple batteries in the 618. 614.
Okay.
I'm only there in spirit. Okay, poodles for peace.
Excellent. Thanks, Diane.
Okay, bye.
Hey, Wade, it's Erica. Hi, how you doing? Yes, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Wade? You can't hear me? Can you hear me better now? It's like the ad. Yes, can you hear me? All right, describe where you are. All right. I'm going to try changing things. Wade, describe where you are.
Hello?
Can you hear me better now?
Hello?
Wade? I think it's just too loud where you are. I've got three different headsets here. All right, Wade. Getting here ambient noise. All right, Wade. I'm gonna hang up now. All right. Trying Diane Bartolo.
Hello?
Hi, Diane. It's Erica. It's the radio.
Hi,
white male artists are exempted from these.
No, not
to do whatever they want.
Okay. I was just wondering if you're at the march.
Recognition to cultural diversity is ultimately reactionary. As painter Patricia Minardi stated 16 years ago,
don't be embarrassed. Don't be.
Feminine aesthetic for women artists.
Okay, good.
Must be free to explore the entire range of art possibilities.
Excellent.
We who have been labeled stereotypes and gerrymandered out of the very definition of art must be free to define art.
I think it's okay. I think it's okay.
As a printmaker, I work within a well.
Wait, hold on. Let me grab. I've got a whole battery of pencils here. 718.
One of its most advanced expressions in the homeland of Puerto Rico.
5365. Okay,
certainly
okay,
it is
well,
that my
good.
Reflect the rhythms,
okay,
colors, and smells that shape.
Okay, excellent. All right, thanks, Diane. Bye-bye.
Same secret codes or speak the same gestures. But to see in our heritage a wall around our art, limiting our styles, our messages, our voice, is to be disarmed. Like millions of my fellow humans, I'm what is known as a person of mixed heritage. We are rivers that spring from multiple sources. To purists in search of ethnic art and authenticity, a much abused term, we are an invisible category. We also happen to be the majority of real-life people. The truths that are expressed in our art will be shaped, at least indirectly, by the real-life people we know, love, and listen to, whoever they may be. The only authenticity worth aspiring to as an artist or as a person is to be authentically, uncompromisingly who you are.
Hi, Tom, it's Erica. You're on the radio. Hi, it's Erica. You're on the radio. Can you hear me?
Relationship to them. Not
Hi, Tom.
Media or
can you hear me?
Will determine the usefulness of my work. Art, like language, the means of communication.
I guess people can't hear me at the march because it seems like everybody else can hear me. It's just that there's so much noise there.
For starters, it helps to know what language you speak.
So,
the more intimately I know you, your language,
for people to call in,
the more able I am to choose words or images that will be meaningful in your life.
And I'll keep reading from Ricardo Levins Morales. My people are who I love.
I'll just say again,
the great tide of cultural and political awakening that swept across the U.S. social landscape from the spring of the Civil Rights Movement fed and was in turn nourished by a blossoming of artistic expression and inspiration.
Artists
caught up in the upheavals of their communities gave direct voice to them. Their drawings, poems, songs, and jokes were a daily barometer of people's feelings.
Hi, Erica. It's Jenny. I'm calling you from the march. I am at 22nd Street on Seventh Avenue. We've been out here for a very long time. It's so enormous that it's pushing all the way around now. We're still going up 7th Avenue, but the first people have already, I think, got back to Union Square. Hang on, I can't hear my drama now. Just a sec. Do you want me to talk to you?
To do whatever they want. This feeling of seeming to finally give official recognition to cultural diversity is ultimately reactionary. Women artists must be free to explore the entire range of art possibilities. We have been labeled definition of art must be free to define art, not to be defined by a man's
table. I didn't catch that, was it?
Since our work is in the world of
art, maybe I can get away from the helicopter immediately overhead. I'm sorry. Just a sec. Well, it's extremely hot, but it's a huge, slow-moving, and kind of Surely not. At the moment. Well, I think we're fairly near the back of it. But I can't see the end of it. And right now there's about 10 or 20 coffins. People are carrying a whole lot of coffins, including the American flag, going up the large thing. And Liberty on still towering about everybody. And I think there's a huge banner which shows one of the torture people. There's people standing like put on their head and their arms stretched out. The people who are in the great prison.
The starters, it helps.
It's a very big banner. And then there's quite a lot of knocking our name, green flags with gloves on them. And flags.
I'll just say again.
There's all sorts of things that people have done themselves. Quite a lot of bush puppets with huge long noses like Pinocchio.
Reimagining America, the art of
the. Let me just see where my crew is here. So I don't get some big.
Hello. You're on the radio. Hello.
I'm going to see if I can find them.
Oh, hi. Yes. Can you hear me? Excellent. Where are you? Where are you?
It's very, very difficult to keep together. We're with a group of about 4 or 3 kids. It's kind of I'm seated now. It's pitch red anyway. I'm just run by. Hey. Where's Mo? Oh, okay.
Where are you getting that information?
Erica, are you still there?
Yes, just describe what you see in signs and people.
I can't hear you.
Yes, just describe what you're seeing, signs, people, who you're talking to, those sorts of things. Yes, describe what you're seeing, the signs, the people, those sorts of things.
Maybe
you
can hear it better than me. It might be my ears. Hang on a sec.
Describe what you're seeing, signs, and people, that sort of thing.
She's trying to say something, but I can't hear it.
Just describe what you're seeing.
Barely. Oh, I couldn't hear that. What?
Can you hear me now?
Try again. I'm going to try to hold back on my phone.
It's fine.
I think mine
just
might be out.
Just talk.
Hold on. Let me get it out. I'm going to try to get the number.
Just talk. I can hear you fine.
She's just wandered away.
I can hear you great. Just describe.
Okay, good. I think I also just took off my headset and I'm talking right into the phone now. So
okay.
Everybody there has been having a hard time hearing me. So I just was asking people to describe, and Jenny did a good job of describing, but I was wondering about the police, if it seems friendly, if you're seeing a lot, what...
No, basically, I haven't seen that many pigs. I mean, there was a whole battalion that drove by in a school bus the wrong way against traffic through a whole crowd of people. their sirens are flaring, which is really annoying and provocative. But outside of that, I think they kind of realize that, you know, they can't go up against this straight-up force, you know, and they might, you know, have a bunch up by the garden or something to so-called protect that. But outside of that, there haven't been many of them.
Right, okay. And are you seeing many kids? You guys are there with 3 kids, Jenny said.
Yeah, and there are a lot of other kids. I mean, it's like there's just bajillions of people out. I mean, there's a sea of people, you know, ranging from, you know, people who really seem to support firmly the principles that America alleges to be founded on to people who think those principles are the absolute problem with America and need to be overthrown and everything in between. There's young, there's old, there's South Asian, there's white, there's black.
Can you hear me at all?
You know,
now?
All sorts of political persuasions and people having a generally good
describe
time
what
and
you're
sort of
seeing
expressing a lot of outrage against Bush and everything he represents.
Being friendly to you.
Great. And Jenny said that the first people have already looped around. And how do you have that information?
Somebody heard it on the radio. I guess on WBAI, they're giving coverage. And yeah, anyway.
Friendly.
Blocks and blocks and blocks and blocks of people.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. I've been talking to people, and it seems like most everybody has been within like a 5-block range of where you are. So it just seems like you all got started about the same time, and it's moving quite slowly, which is a
good sign. Hi, Dred. Can you hear me?
I mean, it is really
right,
cool because there are just absolutely
describe,
so many people.
Like,
I mean,
if you're seeing police, if it feels friendly.
I honestly don't have any idea of how many people there are,
right.
But there's not a break in the crowd for as far as the eye can see.
Great.
Yeah.
Anything else that you feel like is worth mentioning that you've seen or heard? Chants or perfect signs or anything like that?
No, I mean, just that, you know, there's a lot of diverse sentiment, and, you know, as I said, you know, I there's a sign here that says defend immigrants' rights, protect civil liberties. There's another one that says, you know, see Bush, think revolution. And there's, you know, puppets with Bush, like a giant puppet with, like, Bush and prisoners got open. And there's, you know, no draft, no way. And, you know, I'll let command men get madness and all sorts of different kind of, you know, signs and, you know, people, you know, showing what the facts are kind of like, you know, the amount of expenditure on the war, the people dressed up as the Statue of Liberty. I mean, it's very festive and, you know, it's, you know, there's just all sorts of people with creative ways of dissenting.
Excellent. Well, thanks for describing.
Okay.
And being there. And so, if Mo feels like he has anything he wants to share, put him on or have him address.
Hold on for a second. I'll see if I can. He's right now getting soaked, but hold on for a second.
I also just took off my headset and I'm talking right into the phone now. So. Everybody there has been having a hard time hearing me. So I just was asking people to subscribe, and Jenny did a good job of
responding,
but I was wondering about
that. First, we're going to put Amy on, and then we'll put Mo on, okay?
It's friendly if you're seeing a lot. What?
I have a question.
Hi, Anya.
Hi.
Is the question for me or the question for Dred?
Question for you.
Okay.
I forgot.
Say that again?
I forgot.
You forgot your question. Okay.
Yeah.
If you think of it, you can let me know. So tell me how it's going over there.
Oh, wait.
Right.
She's
okay.
Forgotten, so I'm going to hand you the moto. Okay, hold on.
You guys are
going to
work with kids, Jenny said.
Hi, Erica. We've been really good trying on the merch, and... But again, the march is, cool because it's actually one of the, a really big march, and it's against, the Republicans in question. They're all really bad, and so,
and, that's great. And Jenny said that the first people have already looped around.
We
how do you have that information?
And we met our bears, so we put it on our cover, and we
And then we're using it as a flag.
Oh, awesome. That's great. I've been talking to people, and it seems like most everybody has been within like a 5 block range of where you are. So it just seems you all got started about the same time, and it's moving quite slowly, which is a good sign, I suppose.
I honestly don't have an idea how many people there are, as far as I can see.
Anything else? Anything else that you feel like is worth mentioning that you've seen or heard? Chance or perfect signs or anything like that?
I mean, there's a sign here that says the referendum is rights, protects of a liberty. Another one that says, you know, people are staking up a revolution, and there's, you know, puppets with Bush, like a giant puppet with Bush and prisoners on it, and there's, you know, no draft, no way, and Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. Lincoln and Get Madness, and all sorts of different kind of signs, and, you know, people showing what the facts are, kind of like, you know, they're not of the signature on the wall, but people dressed up as the Statue of Liberty. I mean, it's very festive, and you know, there's just all sorts of people with creative ways of good thinking.
Well, thank you.
Excellent.
Okay, so
well,
like
thanks for describing and being there. And so, if Mo feels
she
like he has anything he wants to share, put him on or have him.
Hold on for a second. I'll see if I can. He's right now getting close, but hold on for a second.
I don't know, I mean, she knew about it, and then she called to get a medical update.
First, you go first, hold up, we're going to put Anya on, and then we'll put Mo on, okay?
Okay, great. Hi, hi, Anya.
Hi.
Is the question for me or the question for Dredd?
Question for you.
Okay.
So
go ahead.
I forgot.
Well, say that again.
I forgot.
You forgot your question. Okay.
Yeah.
If you think of it, let me know. So tell me how it's going over there.
At that time, there were a lot of people gathering. In the street.
Most of the
streets were blocked off. Only 23rd could you walk east.
Other streets gathered in them.
Lots of t-shirts.
Anti-Bush
t-shirts, you know.
Lots of signs
that are outside the gallery.
People
say no to the Bush agenda.
Okay, thanks, Mo. Thanks so much, Dredd. All right. Check in with you. I'll check in with you later. Bye-bye. That was the party of Dredd Scott, Jenny Pollack, Mojik Scott, and his friend Anya. I didn't understand anything that Mo just said to me. I don't think, or very little that he said to me. But he sounded enthusiastic about it all. I did understand some about some signs. And I hope that just because I'm monitoring with one headphone here, I hope that other people were able to understand better than I was. So I'm sitting here in the gallery with Nelson Santos. He's reading Bust magazine. And Nelson, is there anything you want to say on the radio? Hold on. We need to mic you.
Hi, Amy. It's Erica.
Stuck on my bra strap.
Of course you can. Okay, I'm on my cell phone.
Conversations with artists. Welcome, Nelson Santos, to the table.
I'm delighted to be here today. While you were on the phone, I was on the phone with my mom.
Oh, yeah?
So it's a big day for
Hi, Mom.
She was calling to see if I was at the march tonight.
Uh-huh. Is she watching it on television or anything?
I don't know. I mean,
she knew about it.
And then she called to get a medical update.
We're going to give a call.
Is it the same update that I got?
Okay.
That is Marietta's friend. I was in that apartment. There's an apartment profile in Butts Magazine. So, you told me a little bit about coming
Sorry
in from Manhattan. You were in Chelsea.
Hi, this is Mark. Please leave me a message. Thanks.
Again for the radio.
At the tone, please record your message.
Well, let's see. I walked Sparky around 11 today. And at that time, there were a lot of people gathering in the street. And most were blocked off, but only 23rd could be walked. And the other streets, but you couldn't actually cross through them.
The signal through with the crowd.
People selling t-shirts. Telephone. Hello.
Lots of signs. lots of these signs that are.
Oh, really? Oh, that's exciting. That's great. Hello. So, our first visitors to the gallery today. It's been a quiet day because people are, well, quiet day at the gallery, not so quiet in other parts of the city. But Nelson and I are sitting here. We've had a number of callers in from the protest march so far, ranging in age from
Hello, James.
About 7 to 45, 50. And we're just taking a little break because it seems like everybody's kind of caught in a similar area. So we'll check in with Mark later because he seems like he's kind of traversing the side streets and see what he's made it to. I guess we'll try giving Amy a call again for her birthday call at the hospital in San Francisco. She just had her baby. And to see what the word is on the maternity ward about the elections. Hi, Amy, it's Erica. Of course you can. Okay, I'm on my cell phone and you're on the radio. Ask your pediatrician who she's going to vote for. Okay, bye-bye.
Then waited expectantly for a reaction. The radio leader stood in silence for a time.
So it's a big day for birthdays. My father's birthday, Amy Sullivan's birthday, Michael Jackson's birthday.
It's scratching where it itches to know where it itches. Stories are my way of learning about my people. I love stories. The prints I create are mostly other people's stories. In them, I try to reflect the sometimes frightening dignity, which is to me the
We're
going to
give a call. And
during the process of producing a poster, I often work alone. I learn about the ways my work affects people through the stories they tell me, and those that filter back to me by indirect routes. I cherish the stories, the political exile who didn't believe that my screen print of Guatemala was created by one who had never been to her homeland. The woman who credited a woodcut of mine was providing her with...
Sorry if I just blasted you out.
Hi, this is Mark. Please leave me a message. Thanks.
The school librarian whose interviewer hired her to consult her because of her enthusiastic response to my poster on his office wall. Listening to stories is my main schooling as an artist and an activist. As a teenage hitchhiker crisscrossing the continent, I listened hungrily to people who would share freely the details of their lives with a passing stranger. Later, I learned how to eavesdrop on the lives of other communities. I turned to their artistic dreamlife. One year, I went on a binge of reading the writings of black women. I can't remember what started me. A collection of short stories by black women, Black Eyed Susans, had just been published.
Been having some troubles getting through the signal through with the crowd, or people even just hearing their telephones.
I watch faces, fascinated by the tales they tell and those they hide. Sometimes the political struggles I've been involved with have opened doors for me into other communities, providing opportunities to learn new recipes, gestures, ways of seeing, the stuff of falling in love. All these stories enrich my life. Ultimately, it's how I live, who I make myself into, that will affect the lives of others in the direction of change in the world. The artwork I create is a series of progress reports from that process. I return my art to those who nourish me. I hope it will act as a magic mirror, reflecting back, but in new ways, their own and each other's, exposing the beauty and strength that is there. My introduction to art classes after moving to the States was confusing for me.
Hello, James.
Here we were, learning art, an activity that for me had always meant comfort, escape. But here there were rules, correct ways to draw, fears of doing it wrong. I had friends who were afraid to draw. I began leaning on them to try, showing them tricks, getting them to doodle with me. Maybe it was a bit like forcing water on them to quench my own burning thirst, scratching where I itched. I'm still scratching in the same place. It's the place where we store the lies that hold us back, that keep us from knowing our true power and the joy it contains. One of the challenges for the cultural worker is to identify...
All right, so as we wait for another call in, again, the number is 917-414-0276. I'll continue reading from Ricardo Levin's Morales.
...that everyone who was once a child has absorbed. It's a little different for each of us. It varies from people to people.
Scratching where it itches, learning my people's dream life. Eduardo Galeano tells the story of the first contact between a band of Spanish conquistadores and a native head of state in what is now Paraguay. The Spanish priests read long passages from the Bible, then waited expectantly for a reaction. The Indio leader stood in silence for a time. It scratches, he affirmed at last. It scratches very well, but it scratches where there is no itch. The key to scratching where it itches is to know where it itches. Stories are my way of learning about my people. I love stories. The prints I create are mostly other people's stories. In them I try to reflect the sometimes frightening dignity, which is to me the central fact of human existence. During the process of producing a poster, I often work alone. I learn about the ways my work affects people through the stories they tell me, and those that filter back to me by indirect routes. I cherish the stories, the political exile who didn't believe that my screen print of Guatemala was created by one who had never been to her homeland. The woman who credited a woodcut of mine with providing her with the strength and clarity to leave an unsatisfying relationship. The school librarian whose interviewer hired her, he told her, because of her enthusiastic response to my poster on his office wall. Listening to stories is my main schooling as an artist and an activist. As a teenage hitchhiker crisscrossing the continent, I listened hungrily to people who would share freely the details of their lives with a passing stranger. Later, I learned how to eavesdrop on the lives of other communities. I turned to their artistic dream life. One year I went on a binge of reading the writings of black women. I can't remember what started me. A collection of short stories by black women, Black Eyed Susans, had just been published. I devoured novels, essays, poems, hearing the rhythm, soaking up the details, the feelings, listening to the stories. On the bus, in the laundromat, I watch faces, fascinated by the tales they tell and those they hide. Sometimes the political struggles I've been involved with have opened doors for me into other communities, providing opportunities to learn new recipes, gestures, ways of seeing, stuff of falling in love. All these stories enrich my life. Ultimately, it's how I live, who I make myself into, that will affect the lives of others in the direction of change in the world. The artwork I create is a series of progress reports from that process. I return my art to those who nourish me. I hope it will act as a magic mirror, reflecting back, but in new ways, their own and each other's stories, exposing the beauty and strength that is there. My introduction to art classes after moving to the States was confusing for me.
Erica.
Here we were learning art and activities for me had all been
wow.
comfort.
Yeah.
Excellent.
But here there were rules.
I had a headset that
correct
wasn't
ways
working
to draw, fears of doing it wrong. I had friends
I can't
who
hear you,
though.
I can hear you better than I could before, but you all were with people in March.
Maybe it was a bit
yes.
like forcing
so
water on them to quench my own
burning
thirst.
Describe where you are and what you're seeing.
Scratching
and
where I itched. I'm still scratching in the same place.
I'm on 7,025th.
Uh-huh.
I'm right next to a procession of coffins.
Uh-huh.
There are a lot of coffins.
For the cultural
workers, people,
identify the
I guess they're carrying like 1,000 of them.
Are they, like,
to attack them.
Homemade
we
coffins?
We each carry the scars
they,
of our oppression, the internalized messages of invalidation.
They look like coffins. You know, they're lightweight representations of coffins.
It's a little different for each of us. It's very simple for the people. It's different for women and men. They're different countries. They're coming from our people's history. If we want our art to be forced for social change, then we not only love our people and love
that
their dreams,
great.
We must also learn to think critically about them. As we
I don't know what that was all about.
But it sounds
yes
great.
To life, art is craft. It's a first ingredient for effective revolution.
Who else are you calling?
I've talked to a couple of kids. I've talked to Mo, Dred and Ginny's
then
kid, and another
we experienced
friend
the
who was a student of mine in an art class.
Sudden smells
and,
colors.
I've talked to Mark. I've talked to a number of people. And they all seem to be in your same general area.
I really don't think that I started way in the back, and I think the front really isn't too far ahead of me. So you have a lot of operatives in the field.
Yeah, well, and I've heard through one of the operatives through the AI that all of the people have made the temp staff and have made the whole loop.
I can't hear you again.
Okay.
We develop our skills as we try to translate the nuances of
Wade,
nice to hear you.
Who are you with?
Observe around us.
I'm by myself.
That's great.
The time spent teaching yourself as well as a gift.
I know everyone came with a towel.
Self-nurturing.
Well,
I didn't.
Art and
everybody's
outward.
Getting separated from who they came with anyway, so.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess that's the nature of the crowd.
Of yeah. That while not revolutionary,
so what's some of,
we have
what's some of the,
broad
what are some of the things
of
note that you've seen or heard?
Clothing, wood and beadwork, gardening,
a whole multitude of signs and slogans, a lot of plays on words related to Bush being a vagina.
And see, hopefully he'll be able to hear.
There's just so many of them. I don't know.
I don't really like that at all, actually.
And also to lots and lots of different issues. From Cuba to Palestine, gay, lesbian, communist phobia, maybe the gay, lesbian, communist phobia, you know. But yeah, tons of different stuff. I don't know, it seems, at first, when I first got here, it was kind of like, had the feel of the Gay Day Parade. Very kind of like, you felt like it was like Gay Day pageantry and whimsy. But then it's also, you know, it's a little bit more, apt with the when the coffins moved in. There's a lot of chaos related
Hi,
to the coffins getting
now?
Into the main march.
Oh,
yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. And they had all these people who were orchestrating it and
people
telling people to hold their coffins at their waist and be like, I guess, five across. And so they're organized, the coffin people.
Yes. So describe how many describe where you are and what you're seeing and
there are a lot. I mean, I pass at least four groups of coffins, and I would say in each group there's easily 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8
uh-huh.
40 coffins, 50
wow.
coffins. Wow. So the coffins definitely it's kind of interesting because on my way over here, no one seems to know where they were going. We saw a lot of people kind of wandering around. And then there are a lot of people at Union Square kind of hanging out. But it seems to have kind of coagulated up here. It seems like everyone kind of found their place and are joining the main group.
And so what's your plan? Do you have a plan? Or are you just going to kind of
that
go
that sounds
with
great.
It,
I'm probably just going to, I guess, what ends in Union Square. I don't know if that was going to I'll go to Union Square. Actually,
that
I was going to... I went over and toyed with the idea of seeing Donnie Darko, the director's cut.
I've talked to a couple of kids.
Up.
We talked to Mo and Jenny's kid and
my
another
God, go to the
friend who was a student of mine in an art class. And I talked to Mark.
Yeah,
from
so here.
Did you?
Did you? Did Tom have
they
a cell phone?
They all seem to be in your same general area.
Of Ruth and Tom, are they out there?
Yeah, I think Tom is out here somewhere.
Yeah, well, and I've heard through one of the operatives through BAI that already people have looped.
Oh, really?
Have
you know, also through as far as instruments, I've seen a lot of percussion instruments, but now I'm seeing a banjo and I'm actually seeing an accordion.
Wade,
someone was playing like local Eastern European tune.
That's great. And
so there's some like kind of old guys with the banjo in front of me tonight.
Well,
here they are.
Everybody's getting separated from who they came with anyway, so.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Wade.
So what are some of the things of note that you've seen or heard?
First of all, it's pretty breezy in Manhattan. So it's hot, but it's breezy. And I feel sorry for the people holding the coffin and also being instructed to hold them at the waist. I'm sure that will standard will probably decline as the march goes on, but I feel sorry for them. They have to hold the coffins
really
all the way,
that.
And we're not really moving very quickly.
Actually,
I started like around maybe around 1 or quarter after 1, like 14th, and now we're only at like 26th, so. I'm sort of trying to figure out what this thing is. People are holding this thing that looks like a giant.
Really
kind
of like,
I have no idea what it is. It's like a metaphorical octopus or something. That each tentacle representing an imperial tentacle.
Just the ambient sound coming through your phone is really nice.
The ambient sound? Yeah, you know, I couldn't hear you before. I just waited until the call ended, so you hung up. So I knew you were doing that ambient sound.
How many coffins do you think there are?
So here we are passing fashion through technology in my workplace. I usually, on weekends, I try to avoid fashion through technology, because I'm poisoning myself from near it.
Wow.
But it's strange. It seems totally different now with all these people in front of it.
With a bunch of coffins.
It doesn't look like the same building.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting on my way over there. And no one seems to know where they were going. You saw a lot of people kind of wandering around, and then there were a lot of people at Union Square kind of hanging out.
So is there a lot of press? Or any press? Or are
you know, it's weird. There's not. I was like, you know, it's really kind of sad, I think, that there's not. There's some people with cameras, but I really
what's
don't
your
know.
Plan? Do you have a plan?
Are.
Or are you just going to
like, you don't see, like, tons and tons of news trucks and people interviewing people. I'm not sure they'll do just one of those really lame stand-ups at the edge of the protest and not report anything on it. So,
I don't know. I mean, there's been so much reporting of all the little things going on around.
Oh, have there?
Yeah, there has been.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I haven't even turned on the TV.
Yeah, from here.
Since the kind of beginning of this.
You
mean
the
today or just
in
the past couple days?
I mean, in the past, like,
week.
Oh,
okay, no, I didn't know.
The Times and, like, the newspaper.
Those are all free.
There have been a lot of pictures of the different protests that have happened.
Yeah, no, I haven't talked to him. So I'll
I'm
give him a
hoping
call.
That there's going to be a good aerial photo of today.
Yeah,
to get an idea, like, to visually see what it looks like.
But now I'm seeing a
yeah, I mean, people are yelling out that there's like a million people, but I don't know if there's. I really have no. It's really hard to get a sense of how many people are here. Because I really don't know where the front of it is, and I don't really know where people are.
So,
it's very bad.
How's the heat in all those?
But a million, that's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people.
I don't know if it's a million. Lady Liberty, who has the most incredible tan. She looks like she's spent like all summer on the beach. Now she's here.
Oh,
Is that Carla?
No!
I'm sure that will,
All right. Well, I'm going to give a call into Mark and see where he is.
Oh, yeah, where is he?
I don't know. The last time I talked to him, he was cutting off the Route 28th Street. He's with the baby, and so he's trying to stay out of the direct sun and keep moving.
A lot of people here are like young kids, like stroller kids.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if I'd want to be strolling my kid right now. It's very hot.
Yeah, no, he's got the kid in the backpack.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
All right, wait, thanks so much.
Fine, no problem. See you. Thank you.
Right, bye.
Bye.
Like a metaphorical octopus.
The Brooklyn Bees writer.
That's a tentacle representing an imperial tentacle.
Just the ambient sound coming through your phone is really nice.
The ambient sound?
Yeah.
You know, I couldn't hear you before. I just waited until the call ended.
You hung up.
So I knew you were doing that ambient sound.
And in walks Mark Weston, as I said, I was just trying to call you.
To the technology.
See how it's going.
Because I'm poisoning myself. It seems totally different now with all these
cameras.
With a bunch of coffins.
Thai food has arrived. Baby has arrived.
That's excellent.
IC has arrived.
So is there a lot of press? Or any press are you seeing?
No, it's weird. There's not. I was like, you know, it's really kind of sad, I think, that there's not. There's some
What did the cat say?
I don't know. I mean, there's been so much reporting of all the little things going on around. Yeah, there has been. So.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I didn't even turn on the TV since the kind of beginning of this.
Right.
You mean today or just in the past couple of days?
I mean, in the past, like, week, in the Times and, like, the newspaper, that sort of thing.
Try calling James.
There have been a lot of pictures of the different protests that have happened. So I'm kind of hoping that there's going to be a good aerial photo of today to get an idea, like just visually see what it looks like.
Like a million people, but I don't know if there's, I really have no, it's really hard to get how many people are here.
James,
yeah.
Here.
Because I really don't know where the front of it is. But a million,
that is a lot of people.
Hey, Sugar,
I don't
know if it's a million.
I don't have his number.
Right,
yeah,
she has the most
incredible tan.
She looks like she's had, like, all summer on the beach.
Hi, you reached James Cullinan. Please leave your name, number, and a message, and I'll return
Carla?
Your call as soon as possible. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Well, I'm going
to
give a call into
Mark. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Is. Oh,
yeah,
where is he?
Hi, James.
I don't know.
Erica.
The last time I talked
to
him, he was
Erica
cutting
Freed,
off the Route 28th Street. He's
show.
With the baby, and so he's trying to
Mark
stay out of the direct
seeing,
sun
hearing,
and keep moving.
Experiencing. If you want to give me a call in, I'll be broadcasting live from until 3 p.m., and my number is 917-414-0276.
No, he's got the kid in the backpack.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
All right, Wade, thanks so much.
All right, no problem.
Okay. All right, bye. That was Wade Nasanovich, the Brooklyn-based writer, marching on his own.
Hey.
And in walks Mark Watson. As I said, I was just trying to call you. See how it's going. Baby Noodle.
Are you on the air?
We're on the air. Thai food has arrived. Baby has arrived. Iced tea has arrived.
But we got there, I don't know, about 11:30, and we went up 7th Avenue to about 15th Street or 16th
right,
Street,
so
where we met up with some people that we knew, and we stood there for, I don't know, an hour and a half until about 1 o'clock, and then people started moving.
Dove is quite taken with James' painting of the cops on horses. He's a big fan of the horses, and he's a big fan of the dog and the Jerry Kearns painting as well.
So we didn't see him, and I mean,
at the gallery, there's about five
really
cats that live here, and he likes to talk to them. Dove, what do the cats say? What does the kitty cat say?
And the route of the march is to go up 7th Avenue.
Dovey Dove, what does the kitty cat say?
And come around Broadway and come down back to Union Square. But
Mama.
I imagine also a lot of people are going back to Union Square. A lot of people are going to keep walking east and then walk up to the park.
He's got an armband and some striped pants.
Maybe I just didn't walk quite try calling James again. I just blew a block from Broadway and I didn't see anything happening.
Right.
But
yeah.
Now, BAI always says that there's a million people there. And then the next day you see how many people actually were there. But I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there's 500,000 people there. I don't know, but. Yeah.
James from here.
Yeah, there were lots of people with cameras, and I don't know who was who exactly, but there were
James
people.
From are you saw him out there?
Media trucks or anything like that where we were.
Hey, Dove.
Yeah, lots of people with microphones. And
hey, Sugar. I don't have his number. Alright, yeah, it's hard getting through.
Hi, you've reached James Coleman. Please leave your name, number, and a message, and I'll return your call as soon as possible. Thank you.
No, so lots of people with. At the tone, we met up with Artists Against the World group, and press one they were
James.
They were selling.
Hi, James. It's Erica. Hi, James. It's Erica DeVries calling you from my radio show. I was checking in to see how it's going for you at the march, what you're seeing, hearing, experiencing. If you want to give me a call in, I'll be broadcasting live from until 3 p.m. And my number is 917-414-0276.
Yes, lots of people were.
Bye.
Showing their colors.
So, Mark, you want to come talk about some of the things? I'm going to put Mark on the other mic here.
That's fine. But he plays with the DVD player, then something worth a lot of money. Well.
Or turn the DVD player off.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello?
Hi. Welcome back to
well,
Radio Free.
Well, if you shut it off, we can play the sound. We can almost live. Sort of a time delay.
What was your route?
You can call, you can interrupt it and talk to people.
Last time we talked to you, you were on 28th Street?
Yeah, pretty much after I talked to you. All that, but we got there, I don't know, about 11:30, and we went up 7th Avenue to about 15th Street to 16th Street, where we met up with some people that we knew, and we stood there for, I don't know, an hour and a half until about 1 o'clock, and then just moving slowly or slowly, and we walked up, and stood outside for a while, and walked around, and recorded some sound.
Boring.
It's hard for you. We didn't see anything. Very slowly. They hadn't even come across 54th Street yet. We left. The route of the march is to go up 7th Avenue to 34th Street and pass the Massachusetts Garden. Back to Union Square.
Hi, Lori. It's Erica.
Hi, we're riding.
in front of Macy's, in front of the Fox News thing, and that's why everyone's booing. It's kind of amazing when you went by Madison Square Garden that, you know, everyone started yelling same, same. It was quite something.
They had an anti
anti-demonstration there. Got can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you great.
Okay. And my mother just called. He's been glued in front of C-SPAN to tell me that they said there's a 500,000 people here.
That's great.
So, have other people, have you talked to other people?
Yeah, I've talked to quite a few people, and it sounds like it's friendly and positive and amazing
for
everyone.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, besides that we're all going to melt, it's unbelievably hot out here. It's really been incredible. There's this giant paper mache dragon on wheels that a group made. That was quite incredible. I don't know what we're passing now that people are doing, but,
So where are you on the route?
I'm right in front of where we just turned the corner onto 34th Street. I guess we're halfway. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, but it took us this long. Yeah, I don't even know what time it is, but it took us this long to get here. So, and it doesn't feel like we're at the end. So, pretty
weird. Well, that's exciting. You're the first person I've talked to that passed the garden.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Nelson and I can't.
Oh, but then that must be that there's tons of people behind us.
I think there are. Everybody else.
I like those armbands.
Oh, okay.
Mark and Dove just arrived at the
gallery.
Yeah, it's
really nice.
They were melting. So
they
snuck around on some side streets to scope it out and then came back.
Yeah, I think this is a little much for Dove.
But
I've got lots of pictures to show you.
I kind of lost my Pepsi Cola
yelling
at everybody in the telephone for an hour.
Thanks so much for giving updates on the radio show.
But
it's
okay.
We're going to play some ambient sounds now that Mark recorded.
Okay, that is fantastic.
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
All right.
Later. Bye.
See you soon. Bye.
Yeah, I think we should do that.
And that was Lori Novak. So it's about
let's do that. I don't know if there's maybe I'll check in with Lori one last time and then we'll
almost live broadcast. Slight delay of some ambient sounds that Mark recorded while at the march. We'll try it and see. We might be able to actually do it without cutting off the stream. So thanks to everybody who called in, and thanks to everybody who answered their phones when I called them. And it's exhilarating to hear individual experiences making up sort of a larger experience, and it's interesting how everybody is having a slightly different experience, although very similar as well. In that cord.
Hi, Lori. It's Erica.
Hi, we're right in front of Macy's, in front of the Fox News thing, and that's why everyone's doing. It's kind of amazing when we went by Madison Square Garden there. Everyone started yelling same, same. It was quite something.
That sounds amazing.
A tiny anti-demonstration.
Okay.
There.
Oh, yeah.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you great.
Okay. And my mother just called. He's been glued in front of C-SPAN to tell me that they said there's a 500,000 people here.
That's great.
So, have you talked to other people?
Yeah, I've talked to quite a few people, and it sounds like it's friendly and positive and amazing from everyone.
Yeah.
So,
it's really, I mean, besides that, we're all going to melt. It's unbelievably hot out here. It's really been incredible. There's this giant paper mache dragon on wheels that a group made. That was quite incredible. I don't know what we're passing now that people are doing. But,
So where are you on the route?
Right. We just turned the corner onto 34th Street.
Onto 34th.
We're halfway.
Uh huh.
Yeah, but it took us this long. Yeah, I don't even know what time it is, but it took us this long to get here.
So, great. Yeah.
It doesn't feel like we're at the end. Yeah.
Right.
Pretty huge.
Well, that's exciting. You're the first person I've talked to that's passed the gardens.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So then that must be that there's tons of people behind us.
There are. I think there are. Everybody else is behind you. Mark and Dove just arrived at the gallery because they were melting. So they snuck around on some side streets to scope it out and then came back.
Yeah, I think this is a little much for Dove.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
But they.
I've got lots of pictures to show you.
Oh, great. Oh, great. Well, thanks so much for giving updates on the radio show. We're going to play some ambient sounds now that Mark recorded.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Speak to you soon. Bye. And that was Lori Novak. So it's about 10 to 3 now, and we're going to switch over from live broadcast to almost live broadcast, slight delay of some ambient sounds that Mark recorded while at the march. We'll try it and see. We might be able to actually do it without cutting off this stream. So thanks to everybody who called in, and thanks to everybody who answered their phones when I called them. And it's exhilarating to hear individual experiences making up sort of a larger experience, and it's interesting how everybody is having slightly different experience, although very similar as well. And that cord is in a little bag like this, but I'm not sure.
Okay, you talk to the radio.
Okay, so thanks again to everyone, and I'm going to cut broadcast now, and in just a couple minutes we'll put up some ambient recordings.